Daft Punk fans do we have in the What's On Your Mind audience? This is a full disclosure, ladies and gentlemen. Until Kat Perkins from Scranton, North Dakota, sang the song last night on NBC's The Voice, and everybody started talking about the Daft Punk cover song she was doing. I didn't know Daft Punk existed. Had no clue. Never heard of them before. Didn't know the first thing about them. That's not surprising. You think the vast majority of our audience would be in that same category, Chris? This is not a kind of a top of mind, you know. Now, last week, Fleetwood Mac, I get Fleetwood Mac. Before that, Heart, I get that. Daft Punk, whew. But her dad, Kat's dad, actually called in last hour and said there's some strategy involved here. Because folks like me with gray hair that have no idea what Daft Punk is, you know, might not be all that fired up about a Daft Punk song. But the folks that do, that get it, they want to vote for Kat. See, it's all about the votes. It's all about staying on The Voice for another week. So there is strategy involved here. In other words, they're not supposed to pick the songs you and I would like. So, but we do need to rally behind. We need to rally behind Kat and get on the phones, just like her dad suggested. So Kat Perkins will join us momentarily on the program. And also, bottom of this hour, we're going to talk with a farmer from Mountain, North Dakota, about drones, unmanned aerial vehicles, and their use in agriculture, plus some more open phone time. So stay tuned for all that. Without any further ado, Kat Perkins from Scranton, North Dakota, star of NBC's The Voice, is back with us on What's On Your Mind. Kat, how you doing?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Your dad called in last hour, so we have a double dose of PR going here. That was nice to hear from your dad.
You got the Perkins fever. I love it.
We have the Perkins fever. Exactly right. We have Kat Perkins fever all throughout North Dakota. We want to rally the folks here in the Northern Plains to back the North Dakota representative on the Voice. So we're all for you. And he brought us inside a little of the strategy on picking out the selection for this week of Daft Punk. Bringing the younger audience in, right? Revving them up a little bit. Is that part of the plan?
I think that was definitely needed, and we talked about it, and you know, my whole family helps me, like, strategize. Not that I usually have a say in anything, because Adam is the guy that gives me the song, but I really needed to do something this week, because I cut it so close last week with going home, and I would just kick myself if I didn't speak up, so I got to do something that I wanted to do and reach a younger audience.
You mentioned Adam. Adam Levine is your coach, he's the one that says, "Kat, here's the song you're doing." Then,
yeah, I mean, normally every week that he just, you know, they made the decision and they gave me the song, and that's kind of how it goes. And he's kept me in that awesome classic rock genre, which I love and I connect with, and I grew up in. But when that happened this week, I asked if I could meet, and I asked if I could, you know, talk to him and see if I could change his mind and take a chance and take a risk. So I'm so glad it worked out. I mean, I feel rewarded regardless of what happens, but we're coming down to the wire now. We have like 55 minutes to vote. We have 55 minutes to download that song, and I'm sitting at like 15 on the iTunes charts, and I need to be at like inside 10 for it to count as a multiplier. So we're so close.
Yeah, and that was another thing, by the way, your dad mentioned. The iTunes thing is really a big deal, right? So, I mean, the download, that's where folks can, if you had to pick anything, that's where you'd suggest they help you out here in the next hour?
Absolutely, and it's the easiest thing you can do because, you know, you don't have to sit there and dial a number 10 times, or hopefully everybody's done that as well, but it's easy to just hit download on the iTunes, and we're so close to that. So that's my definite suggestion in the next hour, or less than hour, and see how far we can get it up on the iTunes chart.
Got to move up, what, like 7 spots?
I think I got 7 spots to go, yeah.
All right, and then that gets you the bonus votes. So,
yeah, but you know, probably keep me safe for, you know, like seriously, like done deal would keep me safe.
Exactly right, and let's reward the risk for Kat. So you're the one that said, hey, coach, I want to take a risk here. You pushed him a little bit to push the envelope a little bit?
I did. I, you know, he agreed with me that we needed to make a bold move, and, you know, to get out of that curse of going homeless again after I was in the bottom 3 last week. And But he just didn't know what it was, and he really wanted me to stay in that classic rock thing. But I was so glad it all came together, and he trusted me. He actually said to me, you know, he's like, I'm sorry I didn't maybe listen to you in the beginning, because I had to pull some serious teeth to get that, to do Get Lucky. But it's one of my favorite modern tunes, and I really had this idea to put a spin on it. So it was so rewarding to do it last night regardless.
Well, you had to be thrilled with the reaction.
I was. And I got to have fire. I mean, who doesn't like that?
Well, you know, it's showbiz after all, right? How many people are actually, how many people are there? Give us a little sense of the scene.
It's so funny. Every time I ask that question, you know, on my end, people are like, oh, I don't know how much. But I'm pretty sure it's less than 1,000 people in there. It's probably just over 500, so somewhere between probably around 700. It seems so big in there, but there's so much space taken up by set pieces that, you know, the actual audience is, you know, very limited. But then they have that entire pit down there where people can, you know, stand up for the entire show. So the energy from those people, though, is insane. I really thought I was, like, going to explode. There was so much energy coming back at me from the audience.
Yeah, and the judges were just glowing, and it seems like your risk was rewarded. You took a chance, and folks liked it, and put you in the game to continue on to next week. Now three are voted off tonight, right? So we're gonna that's why this is so important, because three go this week, and ultimately we need to keep North Dakota front and center there for Kat. But by the way, do your fellow performers, the judges, do you get any North Dakota questions from folks?
Yes, all the time. And you know what? Weird thing. This crossed my mind. We film on the Universal lot in Burbank, and this guy contacted the contestant liaison that, you know, talks to me, and he works on the Universal lot. He's from Bowman, North Dakota. So he said, I'm still in North Dakota, and I would love to meet Kat, and I work on the lot if I could ever see her. So they brought him over, and I got to take a picture with him, and he brought me a North Dakota tourism t-shirt that says, I am legendary. And I've known his family. I just didn't know him. He's a little bit older than I am, so I didn't really graduate in that same era. But it's such a small world, and when I make a North Dakota connection out here, it just fills my heart up so much.
That's awesome. Now, we want to see a picture on your Facebook page of you and the Bowman, North Dakota guy.
Yes, definitely. I think I posted it. I'll post it again, because it's just such a cool, and in our North Dakota t-shirts, it's amazing.
If it's up, I'm not finding it, unless it's way back, but I'm scrolling through right now. I'd love to see that. And by the way, that'll be good for a few votes here in the crunch hour, too, because
yes.
This is... Now, is the deadline for voting? It's 11 a.m. for everything, right? The phone calls, the iTunes downloads, everything.
Correct. Yeah, 11 a.m. Central Time. For the Mountain Time people that listen to you, it would be obviously 10, and we're coming up on it out here at 9 o'clock. So it's the crunch time right now, and we're just trying to pack it full of those downloads to see if we can push that song any farther up the chart.
Yeah, five ways to vote. iTunes is the easiest. The song, by the way, Get Lucky, to download the song that Kat did last night. You can call 855-864-2303 up to 10 times. You go online to NBC.com and vote there. You can go to Facebook and vote there. Or you can, if you have a Sprint phone, you can text as well. But it's got to be a Sprint phone to be able to do that. And you Sprint... the number 3 to 8642.
You got
it. So text 3 to 8642. You can also go on the Facebook page for Kat Perkins and share, so folks know, hey, last chance here in the next 24 minutes to go vote for Kat today on the program. Okay, so let your friends know. And this is a North Dakota thing. We got to do our part. So
that's right, North Dakota proud, baby.
Yes, and once you make it, are you risky again next week? What's the plan for next week?
Oh, my gosh. Well, we strategized a little bit last night, and I think, you know, if I make it through another week, that I would love to roll it back around to the kids that I nanny in Minnesota and, you know, dedicate a song to them and pick something of one of their favorites and make it really meaningful to them. So I think that's going to be my plan. Have no idea what I would do, but that's what I would like to do.
All right. Well, we're rooting for you, Kat. And last chance, folks, in the next 45 minutes to vote. The voting ends 11 a.m. Central. So you got 45 minutes to mail it in for Kat Perkins, the pride of Scranton, North Dakota. Your dad called last hour and asked for the votes. You're calling asking for it this hour, so it's the least we can do. Good luck to you, okay?
Thank you so much. Thanks for your support. It means the world to me.
Good to catch up with you. We're rooting for you here in the Northern Plains. No question about
Thank
it. Kat Perkins, NBC's The Voice. Find out tonight if she makes it to the next round. Three go from the eight that are left on The Voice. Thanks, Kat.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roll-Tec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roll-Tec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What's on your mind? Brought to you today in part by our friends at High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer. Somebody said I said the numbers too fast for Kat. So tell you what, grab a pencil, and I'm going to say them nice and slow for you. You can jot them down in just a second. I'll give you a little warning so you can go to get a piece of paper and a pen and write them down in just a moment. High Plains Apache, by the way, your Apache sprayer dealer, is home down to that ET Ag Center that I've been talking about. We hope you have an Apache sprayer because it's the best, and they sell them in High Plains Apache. But they aren't beyond helping anybody that needs help, no matter what sprayer you have. That's why they have the new ET Ag Center now, which means 50,000 parts in stock for not only Apache sprayers but other sprayers as well. So if you have a need for a sprayer part, chances are they have it with 50,000 parts. And if they don't, get a load of this. They have this new service now where you call or stop in, and they'll drop ship it to your door, which planting season, great to, you know, great to have that added little benefit as well. Just call them in Mandan at 663-2375. 663-2375. They're on East Side Court, southeast in Mandan, right across from Bonanza, just across Main Avenue there. They're also in Fargo as well. The ET Ag Center is a great way to go now with that, whatever it is, the tips, the parts, anything you need. From High Plains Apache, check them out online, highplainsapache.com. North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota's home for Apache sprayer sales and service. In Mandan and in Fargo, tell them Scott sent you. All right, telephone number is 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. A little bit open phone time here until the bottom of the hour, 10:22, 22 past the hour. Here's the numbers again for voting for Kat Perkins on The Voice. And there's five ways to vote. You can vote up to 10 times each. What she really wants to happen is for you to download the song she performed last night on national television called Get Lucky by Daft Punk. I know nothing about Daft Punk whatsoever. So you can download the song Get Lucky. You can call this number, 855-864-2303. Should I do it right now while I'm talking to you rather than wait for the break? All right, let me do it. You can go online to NBC.com and vote there. You can go to the Facebook app and vote. If you have a Sprint phone, you can text 3 to 8642. It's 3 to 8642. Let's do this together. 855-864-2303. Okay? We're going to do our part here, folks, today on the program. In the meantime, to tell me what's on your mind, give me a call at 800-228-0550.
Tomorrow night on NBC, brought to you by Sprint.
All right, we voted. It was simple as that, huh? All right. That's easy. I didn't hear what they said because I was busy telling you the telephone number to call us on what's on your mind.
For Kat Perkins. Don't miss the results tomorrow night on NBC, brought to you by Sprint.
It's tonight, isn't it? Am I going to get the results tonight? I think we are. I'm doing my part by voting 10 times here, folks. Just for you.
We're voting for Kat Perkins. Don't miss the results tomorrow night on NBC, brought to you by Sprint.
There you go. Kat's dad called earlier in the program. Wasn't that cool? The plug for Kat. Mark Perkins called from Scranton, North Dakota, and, of course, we had the chance to talk to Kat today on the program, so it's kind of cool.
Yeah. Thanks for voting for Kat Perkins. Don't miss the results tomorrow night on NBC, brought to you by Sprint.
Yeah, I'm doing my part, folks. You can as well. So the number, 855-864-2303, or take Kat's advice and download Get Lucky. All right, and then find out tonight if the pride of North Dakota can continue on What's on Your Mind. All right, a little later on this hour, we're going to chat with a farmer from Mountain, North Dakota, about drones, as some people call them, unmanned aerial systems, and the role in agriculture. So it gets me revved up about it. Bismarck Tribune today has a editorial about privacy concerns, and there ought to be rules. There ought to be protocol, court orders when they're used for law enforcement, all of that. I get that. Headline of the Bismarck Tribune story says, drones can't trump privacy of citizens. That's just, duh. That makes total sense. Rick Becker, if you remember, in the last legislative session, had a piece of legislation that he introduced, and it was rejected, but they actually decided that the legislative council would study this instead. And what Rick Becker had argued is that practical regulations were needed to protect citizens' privacy. He wanted to require a search warrant before law enforcement officers could use drones in surveillance. That makes sense. North Dakota aerial crop sprayers want better communication with unmanned aircraft operators to ensure safety. I get all that. But I get revved up about this. I think I think the potential is endless here. This study that was recently done that suggested $80 billion in economic growth in this industry between now and 2025. And, of course, North Dakota is going to be in the middle of it. That's what I'm fired up about. We'll talk with a producer about this coming up here in a little bit. In the meantime, your calls, questions, and comments are welcome on any and all topics. Karen at North Fargo wanted to get in on a topic we have been watching on medical marijuana. Neighboring Minnesota is passing some legislation on this now. Have some Facebook comments on this as well. Our question, should Minnesota legalize? Karen, what do you think? Should they?
I think they should, because I had to take severe pain pills last fall and winter, and they just simply put a lot of rules around them. And then if I would have needed them yet this spring, they do have a pain clinic in South Fargo at Stanford. So, and all they have to do is just come up with a list of rules and you can have the medicine.
And one of the arguments they're talking about is whether or not if they use medical marijuana, if they allow it rather, if it passes in this legislation, that smokable marijuana would be excluded is one of the provisions that law enforcement is asking for. So it would only be in the oil form and or the pill form. Still being debated right now. Senate committee passed it last night, and it'll go to a full vote today. Appreciate your thoughts on it, Karen, in favor of it. Tony says, if you want less government intrusion in your life, then this is consistent with that position. John says marijuana should be given the same legal status as alcohol. As for being a gateway drug, if pot did not exist, alcohol would be the gateway drug. People who crave a higher high will seek it regardless of marijuana as a drug, has proven itself as a painkiller. Dan says, I'm not one who uses the product. I don't recall the last time I did. I think it was around 1969, so I don't have a dog in this fight, so to speak. However, I'm one to believe that legalization of it has merit, one that should be given due diligence. Law enforcement wants more study before they buy into this idea that it helps on medical marijuana. In the meantime, they're suggesting that smokable marijuana not be one of its uses on the medical side. Interesting debate that continues on our Facebook page. More coming up,
we
folks.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hey, folks, Scott Hennon here for my friends at Minnesota's premier resort, Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Swing season is here as we get ready for Leech Lake to open up and all the snow melting away. The fun season about to be here. Don't let it get you down the swing season. Treat yourself to a fantastic escape at one of Minnesota's premier resorts, Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Here's some deals. Now through May 22nd, book a massage in the award-winning Aveda Spa, $1 per minute. That's right, 60-minute massage, $60, 80 minutes, $80. You get the idea. The Copper Door Aveda Spa, one of the best. And, you know, this is a good time for good lodging prices. So check out the website, chaseonthelake.com, for different deals. But Chase has told me about a deal I know you're going to love. May 9th through the 15th, book a classic hotel room at Chase for only $59 a night. Plan ahead, get ready for it. That's over Mother's Day weekend and fishing opener. $59 a night based on availability. So the idea is get it in now. Chaseonthelake.com or call them at 888-CHASE-06. Tell them Scott sent you.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
On What's On Your Mind, brought to you today in part by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Find out more about them at ndfb.org. ndfb.org. I was at the Farm Bureau office the other day in Bismarck, and right on the lobby area, there's a sheet of paper that says Farm Bureau Beliefs. And that's one thing I think we forget about sometimes. The Farm Bureau, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, has a set of principles, set of core beliefs that guide everything they do. And so every decision, sometimes popular, sometimes not so popular, is put through that prism. And one of them is America's unparalleled progress is based on freedom and dignity of the individual, sustained by basic moral and religious concepts. That economic progress, cultural advancement, ethical and religious principles flourish best where people are free, responsible individuals. That individual freedom and opportunity must not be sacrificed in a security. We believe in government by legislative and constitutional law, impartially administered without special privilege. We believe in the representative form of government, a republic, as provided in our Constitution, in limitations on government power, in maintenance of equal opportunity, in the right of each individual to freedom of worship, and in freedom of speech, press, and peaceful assembly. There's more that you can find at ndfb.org, but isn't that refreshing? The Norton organization is guided in that way. Appreciate them very much. NDFB.org. A lot of benefits to membership. A lot of things they're doing on your behalf day in and day out. But it's also nice to know what a set of core principles guide an organization. Leonard and Dickinson waiting to weigh in here, and then we'll get to our guest and talk a little bit about UASs. Hello, Leonard. You're on What's On Your Mind.
Marijuana is a gateway drug. It can lead to cigarette smoking. Nobody has ever died from smoking marijuana. Yet there's over 500,000 people that die from tobacco products and alcohol. I am on a lot of prescription drugs, a lot of pain pillers, killers. And I just wonder why you talk about liberty and freedom. We don't have the freedom to plant a marijuana seed that we could grow to help with our pain. It's illegal. Yet you go see, I spent 3 years in Germany. I've seen a lot of our GIs buried there. I've been through the Arlington Cemetery. These people died for freedom. Yet you take a guy, for example, with no legs that have been blown off in a wheelchair. He can't, she can't plant something to help with their pain. I think it's crazy.
All right, Leonard, thanks for sharing what's on your mind today. Debate that is raging in other states, not so much here. But Leonard obviously would like to see it happen here. Our next guest is Darren Olofsson. Darren is a fourth-generation farmer up in Pembina County. He has a seed business there, Olofsson Agrarian Enterprises, and also is on the North Dakota Farm Bureau County Board. And I asked Darren to come on the program today to talk a little bit about a story that's gaining a lot of attention these days, and that's unmanned aerial systems. Unmanned aircraft systems is actually what UAS stands for. There's unmanned aerial vehicles, UAVs, UASs. Some people call them drones. A new study suggests that this industry has the potential to create more than 100,000 jobs, more than $80 billion in economic growth between now and 2025. And, of course, North Dakota is in the hub of this because of the technological development that's going on right now. I'm curious, from the standpoint of the ag industry that's so vibrant in North Dakota, how you see this in the way of potential, what it can affect. And that's why we asked Darren to come on the program. Darren, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Doing pretty good, Scott. How are you?
So obviously there's privacy concerns and there's things that have people worried about how these ultimately will be used in law enforcement and everything else. But specifically to agriculture, what do you see as the potential for UAVs to, increase yields, to reduce input costs? Run me through the possibilities here.
Well, through the visible and written analysis, there's a lot that can be gleaned from the information, especially with the newest technology that's there. I guess as far as from the regulation side, I guess I can tell you from the FAA spokesman in Washington, D.C., and, pertaining directly to ag, the quote is that farmers may operate an unmanned aircraft over their own property for personal use, and guidelines for operation of model aircraft, such as those published by the Academy of Model Aeronautics, may be used by farmers as reference for safe model UAS operations.
So right now, you're free to do what you see fit over your property. Is there a height restriction or something?
There is. We have to operate within 400 feet. That's that Class G airspace. And, as long as we're under that 400 feet, which is what we're trained to do, then we're fine, as long as we're safe distance from populated areas and no spectators, keeping things safe and, making sure we're not infringing on anybody's private property.
Are you doing that now?
That will be a service that Olufsen Agrarian Enterprises has this year, correct.
All right, so in other words, you're gearing up to be able to do that. And for your own farm or for others as well that wish to have some crop analysis done?
This is a service. Now, the best thing I can tell you about that is, I'm doing this through Farm Intelligence out of Mankato, who works through North Country Ag Services at Castleton in North Dakota. And in this business, the UAV is just merely a data gathering device. The commercial product is our software that does the data analysis.
So and tell me what you glean from what do you get that you don't currently have with this new tool?
Well, I guess the biggest thing is guys are utilizing crop scouts to go out and look at the crops and tell them all the things that are going on out there: weed pressure, disease, any soil things that are going on, events. And what we're going to be able to do is, where the crop scout looks at about 10 to 15% of the field, we're going to be able to fly the field in quicker time, not leave any tracks out there, see 100% of the field, give them a 100% stand population to start with. And then throughout the season, we're going to be able to tell them all the other events that are going on out in the field that may need attention. And the biggest thing there is, people are going to say, well, crop scouts aren't going to like this, but we're actually going to make their job better because we'll be able to pinpoint issues that they can go out and diagnose.
And so does it automatically cover everybody in your field, or do you got to program in certain coordinates? Do you fly this, yourself, or have somebody on the farm doing it? So you're getting, how do you get 100% a picture?
Yeah, what we do is a joint data capture and research service agreement with the grower. And through that, they give us the access to, tell us what field to go to. We map those the same way a lot of the GPS mapping programs work. And then we go to the field, and there is a predetermined flight pattern that is already in the computer. And the computer actually flies it based on this predetermined flight pattern. But the operator is there, and is everything's got to be line of sight. We're watching the UAV as it's flying the field. And that's, you know, that's the biggest thing about being a trained operator of this. You know, there's going to be a lot of guys who are going to go out there and say, yeah, I can do this too, and I can have a camera, and I can look at this. But I guess I would urge people to make sure they're doing it through a trained operator, because that's the best way that we're going to stay within regulation and not have any problems.
Makes sense. How big are these units?
You know, just a couple feet by a couple feet.
Got
they're
it.
Really
and
lightweight.
So they're small, and essentially what this is basically is a camera, right? I mean, so what you're doing by flying your field is taking a picture that then is inputted into the software that says, hey, here's where I got a problem with disease, or here's where, you know, weed pressure. It would just tell from taking a picture. Would that be accurate?
Well, actually, it's a high-definition camera, so it's video is what we're actually doing, a flight to the field. Where we'll be able to timestamp that along with the sensors that are using, you know, infrared, near infrared is the biggest thing, along with other ways to tell what's going on out in the field. Coming this summer, we'll be able to tell you how much nitrogen is in your corn.
And that's all from just an infrared look through this high-def camera?
Correct.
Wow, that's amazing. And so essentially what you're getting as a producer is you're getting a fuller picture. Not that you couldn't get that before, but you would get that in samples before. Now you get the whole works. Take all that data, put it into a software system, and what's the bottom line difference to you? With that amount of additional data, what's the outcome?
The outcome is just, you know, being more efficient with your data. You know, inputs in agriculture are getting more and more expensive, and they don't really follow the commodities out there. So when the price of soybeans or corn goes down, the inputs are still quite high. So it's about managing the inputs and making sure, you know, working with variable rate, that is a big thing that's coming on for guys, you know, making sure that they're putting the right amount of fertilizer down in certain areas and, you know, higher in some areas of the field, lower in others. And same thing with seed, chemical, just being able to integrate more with those systems.
We're chatting with Darren Olofsson. Darren farms up by Mountain, North Dakota in Pembina County and has Olofsson Agrarian Enterprises. And operate these UAV drones for crop analysis. Fascinating new technology. And, of course, now the FAA is coming and allowing some further exploration on these things. You have a number of different projects. Border Patrol is partnered on some of these things with the UASs out there. You have the Grand Forks Air Force Base. You have all kinds of different things that are happening in this regard. So North Dakota really on the cutting edge of this. Some saying like a Silicon Valley for UASs right now. And a rather fascinating topic and what the future holds. If you have a question or comment for Darren, certainly welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Our telephone numbers, you can also email a question or comment in studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Or again, the telephone numbers, 800-228-0550. You planting yet, Darren, by the way, or still a little wet up there?
It's still a little wet up there. It's raining already. There's been a little bit of field work that's done, but it's pretty minimal.
Yeah, it's a story we're hearing repeated everywhere. Going to be a late planting season again with all this wet out there and the cooler temps, without question. All right, short break. When we come back, we'll chat more with Darren. And again, welcome any comments you might have at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Does the good outweigh the bad? Or at least, the potential for bad, because obviously the bad could be mitigated, too, with the smart regulations. But does the good outweigh the bad for you on unmanned aerial systems? Let's talk about that when we continue.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered Mother's Day flowers yet, visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. Her flowers are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Hey everyone, pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Join me and the world-renowned Dr. Joel Wallach for a free health lecture this Friday, May 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Woodlands Auditorium in Hot Springs Village, Arkansas. Come meet me at 3 p.m. during the Natural Health Expo before the evening lecture. Visit youwillfeelbetter.com or call Pete Greenway at 501-538-3160 for information and registration.
You know all about the North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's best truck wash in Stanley, North Dakota. But now they have detailing services, and Megan is on the phone, the manager, to tell us more. What do you do, Megan?
Yes, as you had mentioned, we are starting to offer interior detailing services. So that involves both pickup trucks and semi-trucks. We do request that you make an appointment beforehand. You can give us a call at 701-628-1550.
They're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week now at North Dakota Truck Wash on the Truck Bypass south of Stanley, just south of the Pinnacle Senex. Thanks, Megan.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Bismarck Tribune editorial today says drones can't trump privacy of citizens. Walks through a number of things that have been in the news lately, including the Federal Aviation Administration approving a test site. The Air Force expected to approve a 50-year lease at Grand Sky, an aerospace and technology park in Grand Forks this summer. A defense contractor, Northrop Grumman Corporation, anchoring that facility. And North Dakota's approval for drone test flights. North Dakota State University studying how drones can be used to improve seed applications, fertilizer, and pesticides, which could reduce costs and improve crop performance. But there are concerns about privacy and safety, they say. Now is the time to set the ground rules so North Dakotans can be assured that the drones in the air aren't abusing their rights. We're chatting with Darren Olofsson with the North Dakota Farm Bureau, who is on the county board there, and we're talking about the UASs. We have Mark in Minot wants to weigh in. We have to do why farmers do what they do first and foremost here, though, don't we? We do this each and every Tuesday on our segment brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. You ask a question, why farmers do what they do, and we get you answers here on the program. You can submit your questions by going to ndfb.org. Tom a farmer from Verona answered a question that came in, why farmers use such big equipment. Tell us, Tom.
Efficiency is the reason farmers use large equipment. Our short growing season, farm size, lack of available farm labor, and the fact that farmers' products are perishable are just some of the reasons large machinery is necessary. Getting crops planted and harvested in a timely manner is vital to a successful farm operation. The use of larger equipment helps in that success. Today, most farmers couple their machinery with GPS technology, allowing them to make less trips over the field, saving on fuel, seed, fertilizer, and chemicals. Farmers select their machinery based on the needs of their individual operations to help ensure that Americans have the best and cheapest food supply in the world.
Thanks, Tom. Tom from Verona on the question why farmers use the big equipment. Efficiency makes some sense. Have questions on why farmers do what they do? It's simple. Go to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website. And under the Contact Us link, submit your questions. ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. Okay, let's go to Mark in Minot with a comment for our guest, Darren Olofsson. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, I got a question on the drones. Who regulates, you know, beings that are non-visual, I mean, they have no idea what they're, where they're flying, or they do where they're flying, but if you're up there in a private plane and you have one come up behind you and you don't see it or off to the side, I mean, they don't know that you're up there. And the only way you have to know is visual, because there's no radio contact or anything like that. That's the only concern I've got is you know, it's kind of dangerous in that aspect, isn't it?
And, Darren, on how you use your UAS for ag reasons is different than what Mark's suggesting here, but you take the first bite at this question here from Mark, if you would.
Yeah, sure. That's no problem. I understand the concern there. And you know, I guess technically, even though we're under 400 feet, we operate under the FAA's Advisory Circular 91-57. And there are five main points to that guideline, which is to operate the UAS at a sufficient distance from populated areas. Do not operate the UAS in the presence of spectators. Do not fly the UAS higher than 400 feet above ground level. When flying within 300 miles of an airport, notify the airport or the appropriate personnel. And then we have to give right-of-way to avoid flying in proximity to full-scale aircraft. And then also the final part of that is asking for assistance from airport traffic control personnel concerning compliance when we may be near them.
So in the case of agriculture, those are the safeguards, Mark, to answer your question. And obviously the reason the FAA is picking North Dakota first is one of several of these sites around the country. They're trying to figure all that out to say, okay, how do drones interact with general aviation and what are the rules? That's why they've set up this.
I guess my only concern is you have a guy take off from his grass strip that has no radios in his Piper Cub. They probably don't know where he's at anyway, and he's actually flying visual, and the drone has no idea that he's there. And
but he shouldn't be below 400 feet, though, right?
Well, yeah, if he's checking his crops or you know, he can be 400 feet. So anyway, that's all I was wondering about. So
Mark, appreciate the call. How about like crop sprayers, Darren?
Yeah, the biggest thing that when we go to training is they teach us to be constantly watching our airspace and what's going on around us, be aware. And if there is any possibility of there being another plane, and especially crop sprayers, because I've had a few that have asked me about this, we have a remote, and we can bring that thing down at any time. We have a spot that is designated as a landing spot, and we also have a secondary landing spot that we program into the computer before it ever goes up in the air for those situations.
Got it. Only about a half a minute left. Real quick, privacy concerns. I mean, you're taking pictures of your crops for crop reasons, but what about folks that are concerned about what else you're looking at?
Well, you know, as long as we're following the FAA guideline, the Advisory Circular 9157, with operating a sufficient distance from populated areas, and we're out in a field somewhere where nobody else is, we're going to be fine. So it's the only time the FAA gets involved is when people are using them in a, you know, in a reckless or negligent manner.
A lot of promise here. It's going to be fascinating to watch. Darren, thanks for the update. Appreciate it. By the way, if you want to contact Darren about any of this, Olufsen Agrarian Enterprises, 701-993-8765 up there at Mountain, Pembina County. Thanks, Darren. Appreciate it. Folks, we're out of time. God bless you. See you tomorrow. Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall right here.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name, Pinnacle, serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items. Burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken, chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza is fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large, order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department, and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley, or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called CellShield RTQ. CellShield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin. And quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's CellShield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.